Well, it looks like it'll be a sunny to partly sunny and breezy cold day today. Highs around 40 and about the same for Tuesday. And tonight we're back in the 20s. You know, this is more like December as opposed to being in the 50s. And that's not far away. We're looking for maybe a sprinkle of flurry to pass by Wednesday afternoon. We'll be in the 40s. Then the fair mild weather kicks in for late week when I do think we'll get to 50, low 50s. The weekend will be mild, but unfortunately, some rain coming in on Saturday and a better chance of rain on Sunday. All right. Like so many, I'm ordering presents online and I'm having them shipped to where they need to go. So that will eliminate me having to wrap them and bring them. But if you take that chance, remember, any of these things could arrive late for the holidays or perhaps after. In between ordering, I got the tree up, decorated. The outside's done, so what's next? I can't even think at this point of a short winter vacation because they're saying travel's not recommended. So what do I do? I'm thinking it's a good time to start the spring cleaning. Yeah, I know, spring, right? Before I put back the holiday decorations that I did not use this year, which come down from the attic, I made a box, and all of that will go to the thrift. Look at it this way. If you have not used it in a year or two, good chance you won't. For instance, animated figures. You remember the dolls that are made up to look like some Santa Claus? The girl dolls are made up to look like choir girls and things like that? Out they go. It's old hat. Why keep them? Now, the next problem is that I don't cook, but I do like to bake. And the problem is that Christmas this year falls late week. So when do I have time for that? I'm certainly not going to bake a week before. I guess I'm going to have to try early in the day on Christmas Eve. As long as we don't have a storm to deal with, that's a possibility. But, of course, it's not going to be the greatest. And I won't be able to bake as much as I normally would. But I'm sure whatever I bake, the family and friends will eat. Comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com. And please remember, stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.